It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, we're studying through the book of Acts, and we're in chapter 13. We're getting ready to go into chapter 14. But as we leave this chapter, remember that Barnabas and Paul had entered into a synagogue there. And the Bible says, once again, in Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39, it says, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man," they're speaking of Jesus, "that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses." Now, according to Paul in verse 39, God will forgive all who believe, and all are justified who believe Jesus is the Savior. Once again, we think of this as, once again, the synagogue. We think of the Jews, but notice what happens here. It tells us that some Gentiles also attended the synagogue services, and that after Paul had finished preaching the gospel, they wanted him to return to preach again on the next Sabbath. We read about this in Acts chapter 13, verses 42 and 43. It says, "And when the Jews were going out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God." So there were people who got saved. There were not only Jews, but there were Gentiles. But notice what happens here now. The Gentiles had asked him to stay over to the next Sabbath. And we see here that God's word produces a great crowd. In Acts chapter 13, verse 44, where it says, "And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God." Well, Paul and Barnabas, we're going to see here now, are forced to leave Pisidia. And in Acts chapter 13, verse 45, now remember, they had preached the word on that second Sabbath, and it seemed that the whole city had come together to hear the word of God. When the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy. According to verse 45 of 13, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And verse 50 of Acts chapter 13 says, "But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts." Well, Paul and Barnabas shook off the dust from their feet. And I believe because they were following the Lord's admonition found in Matthew chapter 10, verse 14. Now, once again, let me read Acts 13, 51. It says, "But they shook off the dust of their feet against them," against the Jews, "and came unto Iconium." Well, in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 14, it says, "And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet." Some people won't believe us when we tell them about Jesus Christ, how that he can save them, if they would simply trust him. Some people will ridicule us, and they'll make fun of us. And I remind you, we're not to lash out at these people. We're not to get even with them. We're to pray for them and ask God to save them. When we leave a residence or we leave someplace where we've been talking about Jesus Christ and people simply will not believe, and we might sense that they are against us, in a sense they're ridiculing us, once again, don't lash out at them, but pray for them. But as you leave, remember, it's on them, not on you. If they have not trusted Jesus Christ, it's not your fault. If you have presented Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures, then the Bible says that you're to leave that place. In a sense, you shake your feet and you take the dust off your feet. In other words, you're finished there. You've done all you can do, and it's up to the people who you're leaving there. It's up to them to respond to the Lord. Now, they will make a decision one way or the other, either to trust Jesus or not to trust Jesus. That is not up to you. It's up to them. It's up to them and the Lord, once you've presented the word of God. But you know, all through this, we read in verse 52, this is something that when things go bad, we think, oh boy, These people, they were just, they had long faces. You know, they were down, and these disciples were down, and Paul and Barnabas, they were dejected. You know, they were feeling bad. But notice what the Bible says in Acts chapter 13 and verse 52, and the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Well, how could that be? Because they had seen many people come to Jesus Christ, trust Him as Lord and Savior. Well, now the next city that that Paul and Barnabas went into was Iconium. And we go into chapter 14 of the book of Acts now. Verse 1 says, and it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews, and so spake, that a great multitude, both of the Jews and also of the Greeks, believed. Well, again, Paul and Silas entered the synagogue, and they preached the good news of salvation. And according to Acts chapter 14 and verse 4, chapter 14 and verse 1, a great multitude of Jews and Greeks, this would be Gentiles, believed. Now, Acts chapter 14 and verse 2 says the believing Jews, the unbelieving Jews will cause trouble here. It says, but the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. But in spite of the opposition, Paul and Barnabas stayed a long time in the city, preaching boldly, according to Acts chapter 14 and verse 3. It says, long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of His grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. They were being persecuted, but they stayed. The Jews stirred up the Gentiles. They stirred up and caused trouble. But Paul and Barnabas stayed there, and they spoke boldly the word of God. And God performed miracles through these two men, Paul and Barnabas. Well, notice something else here. In Acts chapter 14 and verse 4, it says, but the whole multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. Well, Paul and Barnabas had friends and they had enemies. Some loved them and others hated them. And the same thing is true when the Lord Jesus Christ preached. In John chapter 10, verses 19 through 21, it says, there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, he hath a devil. Now they're speaking of Jesus here. He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Jesus preached the word of God. He is the word of God. He was with them, but they rejected him. They did not want to hear him. Once again, Paul and Barnabas, we see how that they were preaching the word of God. And maybe there's a time that you have gone out and someone caused trouble and they didn't want to hear you. Once again, maybe they made fun of you. Well, once again, just keep on going. Tell others about Jesus Christ. If they don't hear you where you're at, go to someone else and tell another person. Don't give up, but keep presenting Jesus Christ the Savior. Well, notice now in chapter 14, verses 5 and 6, it says, and when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. Well, that city, Lycaonia, verses 6 and 7, once again it says, they were aware of it and fled into Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the regions that round about. What did they do when they got there? They preached the gospel. And once again, they find something that is very interesting here. They find a crippled man who had never walked. Acts chapter 14 and verse 8, there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Well, the man heard Paul speak, and he heard him preach, and Paul realized the man had faith to be healed. And what happened? He was healed. A crippled man leaped and walked, according to Acts chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. It says, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped up and walked. Well, the people at Lystra were very superstitious. When they saw this great miracle, they thought that Barnabas and Paul were gods that had come down to earth in the likeness of men. And according to Acts chapter 14 and verse 12, they called Barnabas Jupiter, or Zeus, the king of the gods, and they called Paul Mercury, or Hermes, the messenger of the gods. Well, in Greek and Roman mythology, Mercury was the god who carried messages from the gods to men. He had winged feet. They probably thought Paul was the messenger god because he did most of the talking. In Acts chapter 14, verses 11 and 12, it says, "And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, 'The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men.' And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius because he was the chief speaker." Well, when the people of the city were about to sacrifice animals to these two supposed gods, Paul and Barnabas stopped them. We read of that in Acts 14, verses 13 and 14. "Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates and said, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out." Well, Paul was able to use this opportunity, and what does he do? He preaches to them about the true and living God. You see, many times we find ourselves in a situation where things are not going so good, and once again, this is an opportunity to actually, should we say, turn the table. We are able to then to present the word of the living God, as Paul did here. In Acts chapter 14, verses 15 through 18, the Bible says, Paul's saying this, and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea, and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness, or without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them." In other words, Paul stopped these people from sacrificing unto them. Because why? Paul and Barnabas were not gods. They took this opportunity to present the real God to these people. Acts chapter 14 and verse 19 says, "And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead." Let me ask you, have you trusted him today? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? Oh, you need to trust him. You need to know him today. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means that you've had a change of mind. You've repented, and you no longer are going to try to go to heaven your way. You're going to go God's way. And God's way is through Jesus Christ. You need to ask him to come into your heart. Believe in your heart that Jesus was crucified, buried, and that he was resurrected on that third day. And he's alive now. And because he lives, you can live. If you will trust him as your Savior, God wants to give you the free gift of eternal life if you will trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.